Broadcasting from the Prime Meridian Bank Studios in the capital city of Tallahassee, this is Front Row Knowles with Tom Block and Keith Jones. Front Row Knowles is brought to you by Hobson Chevrolet of Cairo, Georgia. Get your best deal the Hobson way.
Good day, everybody. We welcome you to Front Row Knowles. Tom and Keith with you. KJ, are you rested and refreshed after the big open week?
I needed the bye week. It was six torturous weeks of absolute exhaustion on my part. So the bye week came at an appropriate and a very, very good time.
Did you just stay in the recliner, but instead of having to work the remote, you gave the arm a rest there so you feel refreshed and ready for the second half of the season?
I did stay tuned to most of the ball games I started with. I did not channel surf to any degree. So, yes, I was lazy.
I have a confession. I may have lost my Florida State son to another side because he went to his first LSU game this weekend, and we all know what happened at Tiger Stadium against the Gators. Keith, do you recall who won that game?
I am happy to report that it wasn't Florida.
Yes, so we'll see. He wanted to wear an LSU shirt to school on Tuesday, so it might be a little touch and go if we don't get the Knowles to start winning some more games here. But we are on a two-game winning streak. Beat the bye week as well. Does that count as 2.5?
No, three.
Three, okay. I like the way you think. The Fighting Walt Bells, to use Jeff Cameron's terminology, are coming to town this week. Should we be concerned?
Well, he has the grand total of one career victory as a head coach, so let's hope he doesn't double that total.
We discussed this last week. Yes, certainly let's hope that. And coming up on the show, we will have our Osceola insider, Bob Ferrante, join us in a couple of segments. Trayshawn Ward from the Florida State football team. Pretty good walk-on to scholarship athlete story, by the way, will join us in our next segment. But, yes, let's hope we get a W. We make it three in a row, and we're trying to level the record when we go to Clemson. I think we discussed this last week, though, Keith. It would be very nice to, whether we receive, defer, whatever it looks like, get a three and out, get a scoring drive, get another scoring drive, get another scoring drive, and remove all doubt pretty early, would it not?
It would, and I am somewhat shocked because there have been times in Florida State's history when they have won consecutive ball games, go into a bye week, and then be a heavy, heavy double-digit favorite at home for homecoming, I just don't think they intended it to be 2021.
Yeah, I don't have concerns about this week, nor should any of us, I don't think. But it would be nice to see a crisp continuation of what happened against North Carolina, because that was the most complete football game Florida State's played in some time as we look back, not just in the Mike Norvell era, but really, save for the first two drives when they were down 10-0, they really owned the game after that. So they continue to trend in the right direction, but let's just continue to put it together.
That's the key. You know, the age-old thing that victory is not important per se unless you back it up with another one. But again, I think the bye week came at a good time. This is a team that has a number of, you have to play hurt. You don't play injured. And a bye week gives you an opportunity to get over some of your hurts. The Carolina game was the first time when we saw the equivalent of what they expected to be the starting offensive line that was together for 41, 42, 45 snaps, I think somebody reported. First time that's happened in a long, long time. And the opportunity to get a little rest and get refocused, it'll be important come Saturday for them to get off to a good start.
I mentioned that Trayshawn Ward's going to join us. Keith, what do you like about the way he plays football?
He keeps his mouth shut and he does his job.
Well, hold on. Time out. I could have said that about any subject or anybody, and that's what your answer would have been.
I'm just saying he has every opportunity and every reason to be a little bit boisterous. Arrives as a walk-on, makes the decision to come to Florida State, waits, is patient. And I'm reacting to what Coach Dillingham said on Monday when he was asked about it. He said he just goes about his business. He doesn't say very much. And there's nobody that works harder than he does. He reminds me in many ways, and by no means am I putting him in the same category yet, nor am I saying he can't achieve it. But he reminds me of Warrick Dunn up one side and down the other.
In terms of personality or style on the field? Personality.
Both. You know, he's averaging seven and a half yards per carry. He catches the ball. All he does is work. You talk to anybody who knows him. He is all out every play, every practice, every game, and just keeps his mouth shut and doesn't say anything and goes about his business in a way that is absolutely admirable.
It's not easy. Matter of fact, it's tough sledding to go anywhere as a walk-on in football. I mean, it's you would know from your days. I don't know how many walk-ons that you know ended up becoming scholarship guys with you, or maybe the numbers were different back then. But you know, you're treated differently, and all of a sudden, you're in the club when the coach announces that you got a scholarship, which is why those videos always go viral, and it's a cool deal when that happens. And it happened for him earlier this year.
It did. And it's an absolute testimony to his work ethic, to his steadfastness. And again, you know, you get an opportunity to be around the team much more than I do. But based on what I've heard and seen, he is very well respected and very well admired for what he does on the field and off the field.
He's the number one back in the country right now, according to Pro Football Focus and all their metrics, which include not just rushing yardage, but how he handles his pass pro and catch, all, you know, whatever the metrics are. That's pretty good for a walk-on. He'll join us next, Trayshawn Ward from the Florida State football team, as we are just getting cranked up. So stay with us. This is Front Row Noles.
Some battles are worth fighting. They build character and teach important lessons. Other times, the more we resist, the longer we stay stuck, when a simple change would change everything. Is your bank holding you back? Try my bank, Prime Meridian Bank. Changing is easy. We'll show you how. Prime Meridian Bank. Tallahassee, Crawfordville, and on the web at trymybank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey folks, Austin Hobson with Hobson Chevrolet Buick in Cairo, Georgia. Fall's here, football's here, the weather's great, and the deals are great. You gotta come check out our great selection of pre-owned inventory like this 2021 GMC Yukon XL or this 2021 Chevy 2500 HD Diesel, both fully loaded. New vehicles arriving daily like this 2022 Chevy Bolt EV or this 2022 Chevy Camaro LT1 V8 with a need for speed. Come see us or check us out at HobsonChevrolet.com. Buy your new Chevrolet the Hobson way.
Front Row Noles is presented by Hobson Chevrolet of Cairo, Georgia. Get your best deal the Hobson way. Now back to Tom and Keith.
Back on Front Row Noles, Tom and KJ with you, and we're pleased to open up the Earl Bacon Agency hotline, the Earl Bacon Agency ensuring your future together, and say hello to one of the stars on this year's FSU football team. That is Trayshawn Ward, who joins us. Hey, Trayshawn, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Before we talk on the field, I'm curious, you grind through the summer and through August and through the first 6 weeks of the season, and then you get an open week. So how did Trayshawn Ward spend the open week? Do you relax? Do you watch other teams play? Do you go fish and forget about football with whatever downtime you did have? How did you spend your little time off there?
Yeah, Coach Neville implemented through the week that even though we have a bye week, we still have to work, come out there and work. And I've seen it as another opportunity to get better, you know, do the things that I need to get better with. And I've seen it as an opportunity for us as a team to come together as a whole and, you know, get better as a team and build the chemistry up going up to UMass. So I did watch a few other games, you know, but other than that, you know, I took this week as like every other week, like it was game week.
Talk a little bit about the opportunities that you're having now, and we'll get to your story. But first of all, when you say you see it as an opportunity to get better and to make improvements, I would say you've shown a lot on the field so far. So what is it that you in particular are working on when you're trying to get better?
As far as the when I don't have the ball in my hands with pass protection, get better with that. And as far as, you know, when I don't have the ball and we do like a inside zone or something and we fake it and the quarterback pull it and it's this thing we call ball to backer where we have to go block for the quarterback. So the little things like that, pass protection and just working on my eyes, seeing the different blitzes coming through and seeing the different type of fronts to know where each one is going to hit.
Trayshawn, you had a great high school career. One of the things that jumped out at me that just absolutely astounded me, and Tom, I'm not even sure you're aware of this, but you averaged, you know, eight yards a carry basically in high school. When you get to college, that's supposed to drop off a little bit, Trayshawn, but you're still at 7.4 yards per touch. How in the world does that happen at the collegiate level?
You know, I give all the credit to my O-line, man. They give me good holds and run in, you know, they work their tails off, and then we just implement the game plan throughout the week, and we just keep pounding the ball, and, you know, it's going to eventually break up. So I give all the – tip my hat off to the O-line, man. They give all my criticism.
Not his first rodeo there, Tommy. He knows exactly what to say.
Hey, you got to take care of those who take care of you, right? Trayshawn
– you already know that.
From a team standpoint, the way the season started obviously wasn't what you guys wanted, but I don't know if turn the corner is the right phrase because you're always working to improve, but how much more confidence or more growth have you seen in the team over the last few weeks, including this the bye week and now as you're getting ready for UMass, just because you've gotten on the winning track?
I've seen a lot of improvement. Like, for example, when we was in North Carolina game, when we were down 10-0, I was looking around the sideline. I didn't see anybody that had their head down. You know, everybody was encouraging everybody. You know, we got this. We were trying to get each other up. We didn't see it as like a downfall. And these two wins that we got, it was big for us. It taught us how to win again. And it just put that feeling back in everybody. And everybody was happy when we got that win and whatnot. And it was big for us. And we needed that. And these two wins ultimately is going to help us out with our confidence throughout the rest of the season.
Trayshawn, you talk about doing the little things, blocking, picking up blitzes, doing those types of things. Another thing that you pride yourself in is catching the football. And all the running backs do a great job in Coach Norvell's and Coach Dillingham's offense. Talk about, you know, running the ball is one thing, catching it is another, and it requires attention and detail, correct?
Yes, sir.
Who did you look to? Go ahead, Trayshawn.
Yeah, I was just going to say, catching the football, not only is that going to make us look versatile as far as the pro scouts looking at us. You know, we're not the only just running the ball. We can go receive out the backfield, and not only does that make it hard for the defenses, but it just, you know, improves us as an offense to get everybody out there in on their one-on-ones, and we just win our one-on-ones.
Let's talk about your story, Trayshawn. I don't know that even the most diehard Seminole really was familiar with you until a couple of years ago when you got an opportunity in the Sun Bowl. But at that time, it was, if memory serves, I don't know that Florida State had any scholarship running backs available for that game, and you got an opportunity. But you came to FSU as a walk-on is really what I'm driving at. And I know you had other opportunities. So why did you choose Florida State and what is a tougher road to come in as a walk-on?
Yeah, Florida State had a great success of getting back in the league, and I just saw this as an opportunity. You know, I like to work. You know, I like the hard work and whatnot, and one of the first things that they were saying when I came in as a walk-on is I was going to have to work for everything I got. You know, if I wanted to play on the field, I was going to have to make them play me. So I just seen it as an opportunity to get better, you know. I didn't – like, when I was on scout team, I didn't see it as like, oh, I'm just over here just – playing, you know, I'm not getting any type of better. I've seen it as an opportunity to get better and get those guys on the other side of the ball better coming up for the games and whatnot. But yeah, the walk-on, it was a tough road, you know. But other than that, I would never trade it. You know, I grew a lot as a person and as a player as well.
Coach Dillingham mentioned in his press conference on Monday, when asked about you, that you don't say very much, you're kind of quiet, but you work real hard and everybody knows it. And that leading by example is something you take great pride in, I would assume.
Yeah. I'm not the type of guy to get in somebody's ear, you know, yell at them, those type of leaders, but I just have to lead by example and then all the rest is going to follow, you know. I just try to lead by example to get other guys on the other position groups to work hard as well. And once we get that across the air, then everything is going to come together. I just try to lead by example and help my teammates better and to help people around me that's better.
I mentioned that you walked on, but I need to point out for our listeners' sake that you've earned a scholarship since you arrived at FSU. What was that moment like, and what kind of relationship do you have with Coach Norvell, given that he was a walk-on in his playing days?
The feeling that I got finally knowing that I got on scholarship, it was a real feeling. I called my mom right after it, tell her that I got off the scholarship, and she was just as happy as me to get the weight off her shoulders, you know. And it was just good to see that all my hard work was being noticed, and with Coach Norvell being a walk on himself, and he knew the path that I went through, and he seen the hard work that I was doing, and he offered me the scholarship, and he just told me to keep doing what I was doing. And the relationship that we had ever since that day, it just got stronger, and he started to coach me harder, and you know, he just being on everybody's butt about if he sees that you have the potential. And I like that about Coach Norvell. He coaches hard, and he truly loves his players.
Trayshawn, you got a couple of wins under your belt. Talk about the difference in practice and the conversations that you guys are having now, as opposed to when those victories were hard to come by. Talk about the new confidence this group has.
Yeah, this confidence that this team has is different. You know, like today we came out with a purpose to practice, and I believe that's going to help us. As far as this week, you know, going to UMass, we got the confidence to go out there and just not take them lightly and go out there and put the game early. And the confidence that two wins was very important. And it just taught us how to win, like I said before.
So now you get UMass. What have you seen on tape for the game this week?
For UMass, they run a lot of 3 and 4 down. They like to switch it up a lot. But other teams, they ran the ball pretty hard against them. You know, they gassed them. They didn't really do anything, like, they didn't do anything special. They just did the basics, and I think that's, we should do the same thing, just keep it basic. We don't really have to do anything special. Just keep the basic and own the ball and run the ball and pass it.
What's your relationship with Jayshon like?
That's my brother from another mother. Like, my brother, like, I push him, he push me. We see each other to see. We both excited for it. Like I mentioned before, when he scored that long run against Notre Dame, I almost got a flag, you know, because I was running on the field. Like I was out there with him. I was trying to run down as where he was because I was just so happy for him. But our relationship, and this is not just with Jayshon, this is with anybody in the room. Like we all close, we're all brothers, and we all want to see each other succeed.
What's Jordan's presence like in the huddle? And I ask this because whenever I see him or we see a lot of shots where he's just smiling and kind of grinning from ear to ear, I'm wondering if that's what he's like in the huddle. And if so, how does that relax or kind of calm everybody out regardless of the situation?
Yeah, when Jordan's calm, it just keeps everybody else calm. And when he plays his game, you know, he can pass it, he can be versatile, and he can put it and run. It just makes it harder for defense to, you know, whether he think he's going to pass it or he's going to run it. So it creates a lot of opportunities for us as well. As you can see in the UNC game, Ontario Wilson, he had a long touchdown because of the play action that we had. And you just really don't know if we're going to run the ball or pass the ball with Jordan because he's so versatile.
All right, Trayshawn, here's one of your more important questions. Within that running back room, particularly with Corbin, who's the fastest?
Who's the fastest?
Who's the fastest? Who's going to win that 40-yard race?
40-yard race? See, I like me in the 40 yards, but if it's anything longer than that, I give it a quarter run.
Okay, all right.
Anything hey, fast 40 yards, I give it a quarter run.
did I hear or read correctly that are you trying your hand at returning punts now too?
Yes, sir. I'm returning punts now too.
All right. So go back to high school. I'm assuming this is something you've done before then, or did you just raise your hand and say, "Hey, I'll get in the mix"?
Yes, sir. It was something that I did in high school. Coach Norvell came to me actually the day before the game in North Carolina. We were eating lunch. He was asking me, do I know how to return punts? And, you know, I told him I returned punts in high school, and he just told me that this upcoming week that I was going to be back there and just get some reps. So, yeah, the punt part is true.
Well, if you need any help, I would remind our listeners, I would inform you that 42 years ago, because I'm old, Trayshawn, 42 years ago when I was a sophomore, I returned punts for Florida State. So if you need some tips, I can tell you what not to do.
Got you.
It'll be a short lecture is what he's saying. Trayshawn, we'll let you get going, but congratulations on the success on the field, but also your individual success story, because it is not the easy way to sign up to be a walk-on. And, you know, congratulations. You earned the respect of your teammates and you earned a scholarship. And we look forward to watching you the rest of this year and the rest of your career.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. That is Trayshawn Ward from the Florida State football team. We'll come back with more Front Row Noles right after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your local independent Auto Owners agent is the Earl Bacon Agency. Call us at 878-2121 or visit us on the web at earlbacon.com.
Some battles are worth fighting. They build character and teach important lessons. Other times, the more we resist, the longer we stay stuck. When a simple change would change everything. Is your bank holding you back? Try my bank, Prime Meridian Bank. Changing is easy. We'll show you how. Prime Meridian Bank. Tallahassee, Crawfordville, and on the web at trymybank.com. Member FDIC.